on this fine day. I know I'm tired, frustrated, broken, the usual. Can't complain.
I think a lot of us can agree that we are ready for 2024.
Like, actually, bring it on.
This year, we made a bit of a shift and created more variety content. From laughing during Never Have I Ever to trying to analyze and capture the beauty of Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings to nostalgic Hawaii stories.
I feel like this podcast has grown a lot.
That's code for when I look back at old videos, I start cringing a little.
But that's the goal, to keep improving every single day. As a human, as a public speaker, as a student, what are your goals this year?
I actually already made personal New Year's resolutions. All of them have been broken.
It hasn't even been a full day yet.
Candy, all eaten, screen time as crazy as usual, faith as inadequate as usual. But guys, that's what makes us human. So prepare yourself for a great new year.
Even though the New Year's resolution didn't last a day.
Last year, 2023,
that's still crazy. I feel so old. We officially started our second year at a new private school and survived the first.
Traveled to Hawaii and Cancun.
More on that another time. I have so many embarrassing stories. But both gorgeous places, completely different.
Por supuesto, las dos fueron hermosas.
Was that good?
Probably not. Anyway, to start a tradition, I'm gonna look at my YouTube For You page again. One that's mine this time.
Okay, so I see.
Okay, so for shorts,
we have an ingenious move by the setter.
Yes. Volleyball YouTube is amazing.
Nick DiGiovanni's.
Oh, it just says whole octopus.
Cash Baker.
I'm not saying that. Oh, there's Taylor Lautner. Back to December. And then for videos, we have Mr. Beast's recent 30 Lamborghinis versus 10,000 people. Should Christians watch anime? I don't know why that one's there. And then food shorts. Satisfying hearts on coffee. Food shorts are literally amazing.
Another volleyball one.
This vertical jump is fire.
Emoji.
And of course, MCC, Sapnap, VOD, the one in July.
And the signs of laughter from TED-Ed.
There's also an ad for TikTok and Temu. But I think I'm gonna skip on the sweater.
If I had to choose one phrase to represent my year, I think it's the big picture. It's been a hard year, and I found myself in the bathroom, praying for hope and help many times this year. Maybe you have too. But I've been telling myself that beauty can come out of suffering, and things will work out. Life is an unfolding story, and sometimes I can't see the big picture. But I have to trust the Lord.
Is it over now?
No.
I think he knows.
Also, karma is the guy on the Chiefs.
Sorry about that.
I kind of got into Taylor Swift this year.
Anyway, I think my favorite episode was the Q&A.
Why?
Well, I think it's important in life to, yes, use your voice. That's what this podcast is founded on. But use it to build connections with others. And my goal is to make a connection with you and help give your story a voice.
All it takes is one inspiring word.
Thank you so much. Thank you for watching and supporting. I appreciate it. And I'd like to add one more dedication. This is to Victoria. Life is all about love. The proof is everywhere. And that love is complicated, simple, and delicate, tough, and strong.
All at the same time.
So where does that leave you?
For starters, this means you matter.
Others matter. What you say matters. You can make an impact. This podcast is there for that, and proof of that.
The message this year is that
all you need is your voice and some love.
One inspiring word out.
Thank you.